On today's episode, I'm explaining why I believe we're all doing the best that we can.
This is how legends are made.
This is the second episode I've had to shoot in the same day. I mentioned that because if you saw the previous episode, you've probably noticed that I'm wearing the same top. So rather than you thinking that I'm a dirty stop out, that I've actually had to do kind of two within the same day, because tomorrow is flat out, full on, and I won't get a window to do another one. So that explains my clothing, and not for you thinking I'm all stinky. What I was going to share with you today was something that came on my run as I was listening to the podcast with Russell Brand and Brené Brown. And it's particularly regarding how we're evaluating people and their effort. I think we all know how easy it is to fall into judgment over someone, of what they're doing and their choices they're made. And we can look at it in a way that is maybe very judgmental, or maybe very negative, very opinionated. And that can then lead us to these judgments and these feelings about someone, which can create maybe anger, upset, resentment, whatever kind of maybe emotion that's kind of makes you feel that way. But what I wanted to mention is a way to get through that, or one other lens to see it in. And it's one that Brené Brown and Russell Brand mentioned. And it's about recognizing that people are actually doing the best that they can. Don't get angry just yet. That may be a challenging concept for you. But as I'm going through, obviously, my own coaching experience, my own coaching training, but as I begin to read more about counseling, not that that's particularly different, but it continues to reinforce the principle that we're all trying to evolve, we're all trying to grow, we're all trying to do the best that we can. And when we begin to consider that as how we see people who may have done us wrong or may have hurt us in some way. I mean, it could be something as a bad driver who cut you up or didn't let you out onto the main road, whatever reason it may be. If we apply that filter, that lens, we're thinking that person is doing the best that they can, then how do we respond? How do we react? Do we notice a difference in how we're seeing the situation? Do we see the situation more compassionately? Do we try and interpret it through another lens? Can we ultimately, which we are engineered to do, have empathy for what may have happened? So maybe take this exercise that I heard on the podcast and try it out. I want you to think of someone you dislike the most, who's kind of in your current radar, current situation, be it, you know, personal, private, whatever it may be, someone you really maybe even despise or maybe even hate. Consider them for a moment. And as you consider them, then ask yourself, or consider this next sentence, what if they're doing the best that they can? How do you then see that person? Does it change your opinion? Does it change how you may respond to them? Do you feel there's an increase of empathy with how they're coming about? Do you understand a bit more, with a bit more compassion, how they arrive to what they're doing? I'm not saying by any means that then admonishes them of any responsibility for their choices. If there's consequences to their decisions, those are appropriate as well. They need to be followed through. And that won't change. But what we can start with is appreciating maybe that they think they're doing the best they can based on the information they have available to them. And that's kind of coachy and counseling based as well. Based on the resources that some people have, they're making the best choices they believe available. If you consider that someone who is struggling, maybe they're not coping with life very well, and for you that looks like they're just kind of giving up, or it's a weakened position, or they're lacking the energy or motivation or inspiration. But if in their world only these small things are contained, where they kind of are desperately seeking one thing to another and they're trying to make the way forward, if that's the best they've got, if that's the best toolkit available to them, then that's all they can do. They don't have all the tools that other people are seeing or can feel or can have access to, or the resources they can have. So they're doing the best they can with what they have. When we begin to kind of think this, I think it helps us take off the edge of how we're seeing someone. You know, maybe people making bad judgments on the road. And I know I've done this where I've got a situation where I'm driving and someone, you know, doesn't indicate, cuts me up or whatever it may be. And I often think that we don't know what that person's going through. Maybe they just absently, unintentionally forgot to indicate. Maybe they had something else in their mind. Maybe they had some devastating news just 2 minutes ago they've had to take on board and aren't fully concentrating on driving. Who knows what they're doing? Maybe they are doing the absolute best they can in that moment. And when we get there, we get to a point of a little more forgiveness, a little more compassion. And if we can practice that with other people, then we can apply it to ourselves a bit more. Then if things don't work out the way we'd hoped, if we'd done the best we can, if we know we've done the best we can, well then we can be more forgiving on our actions. So the classic phrase is, you know, well, he should or she should have known better, or she should or he should have done this or said this or acted in a particular way. But that's because you're seeing it through your lens and your information, or maybe your beliefs or your standards or your values. But if the other person didn't have access to that and they're only doing the best that they can with what they had, what they believed to be the best that they could do within what they had of their resources and their tools, within their capacity at that moment, well then we can understand them a bit more. Maybe not have to forgive, we don't have to remove consequences, but we can empathize with how they arrived at their decisions. We can remove the judgment and allow a little forgiveness and compassion in, which I find a very useful approach, mindset, and mental state to be in, particularly when we're, you know, dealing with these kind of challenges or challenging people, challenging situations that crop up. So that was my kind of like musings and thoughts for this episode. But try it out. When you see a situation or you feel someone's done you wrong or has hurt you in some way, take a moment, try it out, test it. See how you feel when you apply the idea that they're doing the best that they can. See what responses you have, what kind of things pop into your head or into your mind, and see it from a different angle, from a different lens. So, enjoy that thought for today. I will catch you on the next episode. I hope you're doing super well wherever you are. This is how legends are made.